Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world, and it's all run with vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly, all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission, to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Yo, what is going on, legendary chiropractors? Johnny Reuter here with another Legendary Chiropractor Podcast episode. And today we're talking all about this entire week and a half we've been talking about seminars for chiropractic students, and this is how you can get involved in chiropractic seminars. We first told you how to find them. We told you exactly where to go, who to talk to, what seminars were all about, what seminars are for chiropractic students, and now we're telling you how to get involved and really find where you can find chiropractic seminars. So the first place I would say to go is obviously thelegendarychiropractor.com. You got to check out thelegendarychiropractor.com for seminars, for jobs, for all sorts of chiropractic stuff. Go there first. The other places that I would highly recommend is obviously talking with friends, going to school events, but also at your school, there should be some sort of pin boards or something where people can post events and upcoming things that are happening around the school and figure out really exactly, you know, what's going to be upcoming, when the dates are, and things like that. So all of those, though, have to be approved by the school, unfortunately, which I don't really have a problem with that. The biggest thing is that the school is sometimes biased in what they choose to approve and what they choose to share. A lot of times you have to be like an organized campus club or organized campus affiliation, some way, shape, or form, before they'll actually let you post something about your upcoming event at the school. So it kind of is a problem in that sense, because not everyone is allowed to post what events are upcoming in that weekend, even if they're doing it, like, say, in Atlanta outside of Life University. Even if they're doing it there, they're still not necessarily allowed to post it on campus because they're not in affiliated organization with Life University, right? So it gets really dicey sometimes. So pin boards are great on campus for pretty much student campus clubs. That's about it. If you want to get further involved in like technique stuff, seminar stuff, or big name annual conferences,
That stuff's not going to be on the pin boards at your school. Where you're going to find that is definitely on Facebook. The biggest place to find that stuff is on Facebook. The second place I would go is asking your friends and your technique clubs, right? And your philosophy clubs and the people that you're most involved with and asking them, you know, hey, what are you doing this weekend? What seminars are coming up? And typically what will happen is that you'll see all of these different events and things be posted on Facebook prior to, like, probably, I would say, like a month out from the event actually taking place in Atlanta or in the location where it's going to be taking place. And they'll post about it on Facebook. They'll say, hey, we're coming to you, blah, blah, blah. Tell your friends, tell your, you know, tell the people that you hang out with the most and bring them with you to this event, to this seminar, whatever it is. Some of the more annual conferences, chiropractors have a tendency, if you didn't know this already, chiropractors have a huge tendency to procrastinate, in regards to actually getting people to register for their events. So they don't actually start marketing. We don't actually start pushing anything out for people to come to our event until it's like pretty much last minute. It's like, oh, you know, 2 weeks.
SCED is the all-in-one system that allows for amazing control and flexibility of your scheduling. Yes, your next new hire. Every aspect of when and where you service your customers is at your command. SCED is tightly integrated with your existing EHR system. This software was made by a chiropractor specifically for chiropractic. No joke. Go check out their latest care plan feature by heading to go.sced.life/legendarypod. Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag. Every chiropractic clinic needs a compliance program. If you are not sure what that includes or why you need one, let Dr. Robin from RHDC Consulting help you build your chiropractic compliance. If you are ready to get started, head to robin-hale.mykajabi.com and let Dr. Robin guide you to the end result.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
And then it's like 1 week away and it's like 3 days away. It's like, holy cow, how are you supposed to book, you know, airfare, hotel, all that stuff. But what a lot of events do is they'll do early bird pricing. So the sooner you can catch an event and actually book it and pay for your ticket to go, your admission ticket to go, the cheaper it is, because they'll do early bird pricing. They'll have some sort of hotel block where they've bought out a bunch of rooms and now you can get them at a discounted rate. Because what happens is the hotel expects them to fill all of those rooms and then it's just at a cheaper rate, but the hotel ends up making their money back anyways because you're there, you're spending money at the hotel, etc. So a lot of times people will post early bird pricing, hotel blocks early on, especially for those big annual events like Cal Jam, Cairo Fest, Mile High, all of those things. Now for the monthly like seminar events, those are pretty much word of mouth. Those are word of mouth, or if the company is really profitable in a sense, they will push like Facebook ads. But a lot of times, most of these technique seminars are on campus already. So they'll just have to post on the pin boards, or they'll tell their club leaders to say, hey, you got to promote this event and get X amount of people at this event for us to even show up. Which I think is kind of BS, because it's like, hey, you know, we're not pawns. Chiropractic students aren't pawns. They're not minions. They're not there to do your dirty work. So, I mean, in my opinion, advertise for yourself and get people to your event yourself. But at the same time, going through chiropractic students that are really passionate about what they do and what you're teaching them will just naturally share your conference and upcoming seminar with whoever is, you know, their friend, and they'll be like, hey, come with me to this seminar. I know what's going on. Or they'll tell the entire club, and they'll bring people with them. You don't really need to pull their arm too much. But I don't like when people do manipulative things like that to chiropractic students specifically, because it's way too, it's too dicey in the sense of like, chiropractic students don't know what they don't know, right? And at some point, it's like you telling them to, you know, get people to your event. It's just, it's too much. It's too manipulative, and it's not ideal at all. So I don't encourage you to do that. If you're a doc that runs seminars and stuff, I don't see a lot of like the people I follow and the people that run chiropractic seminars. In my eyes, I don't see a lot of people doing that from the standpoint of like, you got to have X amount of people fill these seats before I even show up kind of thing. I've heard of other organizations doing it. I don't, the ones that I follow the closest, I don't really see that very often, but I highly discourage it from taking place. I highly encourage you to just take, you know, the dimes out of your own pocket and put some advertising behind it, or just say, hey, you know, so-and-so students, you know, can you spread this word of mouth around campus, around the club that we have on campus kind of thing. So that's kind of where my head's at with that. But other ways you can go about it. So we talked about Pinboard, we talked about Facebook, and you can always go to different websites and just Google, you know, chiropractic seminars and things will pop, different things will pop up. Like I said, not a lot of these people do paid advertising, especially if they're a technique seminar where it's month after month after month, where they're doing multiple events all over the world. They're not really going to publish and promote via ads for, you know, maybe a month at a time in a certain region. Some people do, some people don't, but they're not likely to do that. So you got to kind of seek it out yourself. I know a lot of schools and students organize themselves to have, you know, a, what do you want to call it? Like a forum or a seminar board kind of thing going on Facebook, or a seminar group going on Facebook where you could share upcoming events and things like that. But when someone creates a new event, a lot of times technique leaders on these clubs and a part of these clubs will create Facebook events, and it'll warn you. It'll be like, hey, so-and-so just started a TRT event and it's coming up on whatever day and time, you know, let them know if you want to join. And so that's a really good way of going about finding and figuring out what's upcoming. But as a really early on student, talk to your upper quarter students, talk to people who are involved in the clubs that you are most interested in, and find out when those technique seminars are, find out when that stuff is going on and taking place, because that's most ideal for you to kind of figure out, you know, get your toes wet in the sense of like, okay, I really like this technique, or I really don't like this technique. And then when it comes to philosophy stuff and annual events, like I said, just keep an eye peeled for it. Those people do promote via Facebook ads and Google ads and things like that. And you'll obviously, if you follow some of the bigger names in chiropractic, you'll see like when speakers, when it's about 2 weeks out or so, speakers will start sharing that they're going to be speaking at that event. It's all a part of the grassroots movement to kind of spread the word about the event and get more people to sign up for it. It really comes down to make sure that you're following the biggest names in the chiropractic profession to know exactly when some of these bigger events, annual conferences are taking place. And then follow people who are in your niche technique, right? Like follow people who are upper cervical, follow people who are full spine, follow people that are TRT, and you'll definitely be in the know and the up and up about technique seminars coming up and things like that when they do happen, especially when they're around you or where they are. It's just really important. That's kind of how I would say, I know I was kind of just ranting this episode and podcast episode, but it's really hard to say like you go to one place and find stuff. I would say for seminar purposes, Facebook is by far the largest and best place to find information on chiropractic seminars, especially if your school has some sort of forum or group set up where you just share and bounce ideas off of each other about upcoming seminars and conferences and things like that. I would say Facebook's your number one.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
It was probably your clubs on campus, talking to friends and chiro pals that, you know, are just involved, hyper involved in the techniques that you're interested in doing, and find out where they are, when they are, and things like that. And then following, I would say third is following the biggest names in chiropractic to know when those bigger conferences are happening, and to know really, you know, especially bigger names and techniques and stuff, follow them too, because they'll always post about when their upcoming seminars are and what the dates and times are. So I highly encourage you to check all three of those things out. Get involved though in chiropractic seminars. I think this is like the last podcast episode we're doing about chiropractic seminars. And I want you to get overly involved and hyper involved in chiropractic seminars and conferences, because this is how you meet other people. This is how you meet the masters in the technique. This is how you meet the masters in the philosophy. And this is how you meet the masters who are just coming together to build camaraderie and community within the chiropractic profession, especially at some of these bigger annual conferences. That's where you go get redipped in the chiropractic philosophy. You go get energized about what you do day in and day out as a chiropractor. Getting involved in seminars for me was like the biggest thing and most impactful thing that I think I did as I went throughout school. Is I went to Life Vision every single year. It was an annual conference at Life U called Life Vision. I went there every single year. Every single year I was a part of chiropractic school and in chiropractic school. So I went 4 years in a row, absolutely loved it. In fact, the last one I went to was April 2019, and I actually had the opportunity to vend for the legendary chiropractor at Life Vision, because I just built relationships and bridged gaps that were there and necessary. And that's really where the whole job board and everything stemmed from, which was pretty impactful. So I highly encourage you to just get involved and do everything you can to stay hyper involved in your profession. Like we talked about a couple podcast episodes ago, be a student of your craft. You have to be a student of your craft. You have to know what's going on in the profession. You have to be following the podcasts. You have to be following the politics. You have to have your finger on the pulse in regards to, you know, new policies, new things, new licensure, what's going on in the schools, at the schools. What are the students saying? What are the veteran docs saying? What are people saying in the community about chiropractic? What's the public saying? You got to have your finger on the pulse in regards to a lot of that stuff. And you get a lot of that stuff at some of these bigger annual conferences. And then you become a master at your craft by going to some of the monthly technique seminars. So I highly encourage these things. I love and appreciate all of you tuning in. Drop some value in the comments that you got from this video. I hope you have a fantastic weekend this weekend, and I hope you have a very powerful rest of your week. I'm so excited for the Chiropractor app to come out. I'm so excited to get phase two of app devs kind of solidified here and paid for. And then we're going to go into negotiating and talking about actually phase three, which is the true app development, where we actually break into, you know, the nuances of iOS, the nuances of Android and things like that, and really start to create a beautiful platform for both of them. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. I hope you have a phenomenal day today and a very powerful rest of your week. Peace and love, my friends. Bye.
Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including, but not limited to, Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.